라이기 담로다니 젠키 드본다니 미기 남다 로아군지 다나 지성과 탄지에게도 소소로 트위주를지 만난가다니 비생젠단지 난로든지 다와 양다바 소비 선지지 구모른 보이지라 다지비 장급발 지원년 비선바 전주주도 투시바다지대 샘바르쇼 간지 샘바르자유 최치른 반에 Chanju Simbe, Chebalan Jubi, Shun, the Ni, Shuar Chebala, Telan, Leo Chui, Binane, that Leo Nimba, Diba Shabi, Leo, Telayan, Ni, Chebambui, and Latin, Chatsavi, and Justin Roy, and Diba Shabangu Sheba, that Tinde Sachi, Chi Binane, that's Nimbo de Condition, but that the ring goes for that. Just Royge Gora, that Delayan. Ne, Chundring, oh, Chundry Yawa, that Tumondo, that Just Rosur, say under that indicated in Bashindo, even on that Just Rosur, that Chondos here dig it to Dong Manda with it, that one the chest in Bachet. Padinima Mazone, Chondos, that Chosum Ladin, Just Royere, that Chosunani, Just Rodi Candendro Gore, Chondos, that Just Rosu Candidates, and then the Nini. Tiringi ke ini sembah dala da, jos rosu dawo je. Ani jos rosu dala da, dini sembah nasi je nida. Sula jos rogo korisana. Ani tempa da, tega nasi tambi je. Ani gendin dada, sana jos rogo korre. Dini, cina ngaso jos roya di rogo ya jonsen korisana. Da ngaso la ani sibi ge da dunga. Sanchi Micho but Dishigeda, Kaduine, Nadegure, or Dindiki Dunga de Pa Meba Soyada, any Dunga de Pa Triagi Chedo, any Jobson Rogere, or Dini, any Tanzo let on Boba Tusoge, Chok Mude, Sanji Kunjo, Chu Kunjo, Gendin Kunjo de Sumibinani, Tatirin, Diko La Karisha was on a let on Boba Tusoge, Chok Mude, any Cheres. Junsen Karasan, any Sanjege, Tambo Chusundi, any. Sanje Kongi that Chironsola Tarbiki Lamde Kongi Tenus. Manzoni, Dunga Kande Pongu with me. Dewa de Kande Togu with me. Dewa de Kande Togu with me. O the Samaki Nasha de la Chesegre, O the Negi Chede Chironsolan Tenus. In a young Dunga Payata, and Dewa Toya de Sola Raleigers, and Sosola Raleigers, Mado, and the Kongi Misa Chekan Yumar Spena. Sosogunguni, Chu Matu, and it's so Masabaina, Sanjigi, Chick, Misa Chendon, Michi Magilani, Dungal Hunting in the Labal Sine and Tensha and the Nigi, and Chair Yores, and the Chair Yumaris. And the Chronsuke, Dunga Kande Pongu with me, Deva Kande Duku with me, or the Tamangi Chronsu, my Sunyres, Tayres. In a tat in Dick Lalin, the Tarmata Chronsu, Radio Res, and the Nisuni Samaratini, let on Boba Tisoki, Chung Mude, and the Chukunjo the Ins.
So, as you listen to the teaching, please first generate the motivation of bodhicitta, thinking of all mother sentient beings, and thinking, may I lead all my mother sentient beings to the state of complete enlightenment, freeing them from suffering. So the text we're studying is the Bodhicitta Avatara, and which is explained in 10 chapters. We're now at the in the second chapter, among those 10, and which is the chapter on a confession of negativity. This it is itself presented in four parts. This first presentation of the offering, the making of offering, then prostration, refuge, and the actual confession of negativity. So we are now into the we cover the first two, and we're in the third section, which is the refuge. Refuge also is presented in terms of the. The cause for refuge have been explained, the essence or the nature of the refuge, what is refuge, has been explained, and the different kind of categories or types of refuge or subdivision of refuge have also been explained. And now we come to the explanation of how to take refuge, the way in which we are taking refuge. So this is the explanation that is going to be given today. And we've seen some of the point about how to take refuge, but this is the actual explanation of how to actually come to take refuge. And so basically when we take refuge, then we take refuge in particular objects, which are the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. But for us beginners, then the actual refuge among the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha is the Dhamma. And that is because we take refuge in order to protect, to be protected from suffering. We are constantly suffering from all the pain of the samsara, of the cycle of existence of samsara, constantly suffering from that. And so, in order to be protected from it, then what we need as beginners is the Dhamma. Because as the Buddha explained, is I have taught you the methods that lead to liberation, but liberation depends on you and yourself alone. That means that he's explained to us how happiness comes about, how we can be free from suffering, how to adopt positive actions, or to abandon negative actions. But then it is to us now, it's up to us to put that into practice and to actually apply those instructions that he gave in the Dhamma. And it is not the case that virtues, for example, someone would be like a beggar begging for virtues, the Buddha would come and he'd put it in his hand and then we'd get all the virtues and all the happiness in the world. That is not the way it works. We need to actually come to practice the Dhamma. And that is only when we'll have started to practice and to adopt what is to be adopted, abandon negative actions, that we will be will start to be protected from suffering. So that is why, as beginners, the actual refuge is the Dhamma.
That day, ma, tenba siri, then so che ma tambo suni dila tenba che. Chidang ke tenba siya dila mambo yore. Chiro ma ngaso nambi ki chulu ma imba shina tu sone tenba yore. Then ngaso namba la ya da cha ke tenba si yore. That tenba nani chodo chowa de sanje res. Jumse ni kare sone ani sanje di ke tambo ani si bi ke dunga de da pani da kron ani sanje kumbon to yore. That day di rani. Sanje ki kumbon lang kandenda wo shi la tenye da togndo dhiza tsama rangi hako ne yon tindre chingba duja la tenye gores. Wadigi chane yon tenpa lame che. Choba lame se wote ta ganso dungan de le chobi ki nane ta lani meba yashe de che kun jo sha gore. Junsen karasana sanje ki che sungba yina yon che de rangi tsuchindo nyamsu malamba yina sanje ki che kase sungna yon ta pendogo yomara denye. So ki chö de kāyīn ba de nyam suno shawa yīna ane rāng ki dunga de zā tsāngma mēba suno gore o jimtsen tila tene chobar lāme tam shē chē tene dhrenpa lāme gendin se gore dhrenpa se de ta so so sanje kumbon dhruba la ane chik tron dhavu dene ten go gore mato tron de mē suno yīna rāni chikbu ki ta sanje kumbon dene dhruthwe yore sene yue maras chik pē nā ta tanda ki tūsio tila sanu tōng suna sanje ngū su shan jē yore sene yue maras Odinde ni chi gendin dinde meswaina te soso ge chue de da shusayan ragmare te na shinchene gedi ge kor de zo chama ma tan reshi nani ya ragmara odinde chi demba droda wo nani chodo choba sanje kombon do yala dron chodo choba de da gendi res
So the text says in accordance with the formula the Buddha is the teacher and surpassed the sacred Dhamma is the guardian Unsurpassed, and the Sangha is the leader unsurpassed. That is, that refers to this famous prayer,
Sangi Lame.
So often when we make a when we make offering or when we're about to eat or offer food, there's this those famous four lines, a prayer. So the Buddha is the teacher unsurpassed. So teacher, Tibetan terms tempa, that refers to the teacher, someone who's taught the Dhamma, and so for us that refers to the Buddha because he's the one who has taught the Dhamma, but there are many teachers that many different religious traditions have their own teacher, but for us it is the Buddha Shakyamuni, and he's the supreme of all teachers because he's taught this the Dhamma So the second is the sacred Dhamma, which is so the garden unsurpassed, or the refuge unsurpassed, Kyobe Lame Rinpoche. And so this the Dhamma is the refuge, because it is the Dhamma that protects us from the suffering of samsara. So it is only by applying the Dhamma. If we come to apply the Dhamma, we need to adopt what is to be adopted, positive actions, and abandon negativity, that we'll be protected from suffering. If we don't apply the Dhamma, however much the Buddha may teach, that won't be any benefit, we'll still be suffering. So it is only by applying the Dhamma. And so the Buddha, in his realization, so he went beyond all the all the suffering of existence. He went beyond the cycle of existence, and therefore he was able to teach this Dhamma. So from his experience, from what he'd seen, then he could teach the way out of the cycle of existence. So his teachings are the Dhamma, and it only when we apply them that we'll be protected. So the Dhamma is the refuge unsurpassed, and the Sangha is the guide unsurpassed, because we don't have now the opportunity to meet with the Buddha. The Buddha came a long time ago, and at this time now we cannot meet with him. But there are still the Sangha, those followers of the teachings of the Buddha. So it is necessary for us to have those kind of guides, those people to help us on the path. So without the Sangha, without those friends, those help on the path, then we won't be able to reach the ultimate result. So that is the third, the Sangha is the guide unsurpassed.
Ani dileche cheyo mares. Tiga na shi ani roi dunga deso chama ya sanje ke pa laba ge ani meba saye mares na yo mares. E sanje kurang ge jula ta toba kande yo me, yenden kande yo me. De shenda la pa tiga pa tre saye dende yo mares na yo mares. Kasi dende yo ba ina sanje de pa niji chimbi ge ranjin dende chade gore. Dende sanje su ina ya dende tre saye gore ina dende tre yo mares. Ani ta kare che gore se de sanje ge ani. Chuni shiwa tenbe dhawaran joro segunda kongi ni sanjegi kumbon tojegi lamde in choronso le ten yores. Odi tenba nashin che ne nyansu nashawa ina in choronso yang sanjegi kumbon togore sibi dunga de yang pandu gore esen dani. Odi ne chen dani. Tenda nguma ta sanjegi chue sun shaya de soso ki nyansu malenpa ina teni pento nguma res. Nyansu loma ina teni di chue digi tenga zogi dunga de la chotu yores. Odi ni le tongbo ba de zogi ta chobde.
And so the Buddha is not able to wash away all the negativity of sentient beings with water, for example. Because if it were the case, then the Buddha would have done it, and there won't be any more sentient beings suffering and accumulating negativity at the moment. He's not also able to take it away with his hand, to wipe it out for the same reason. And his realization, he cannot transfer his realization to others also. Whatever he's realized, then it's not possible for him just to directly transfer it to others. Otherwise, the Buddha, in his great compassion, would have liberated beings. All the Buddhas of the past would have done so, and there wouldn't be any sentient being left suffering in the cycle of existence of samsara. So the way he can help us is through showing the piece of the ultimate reality of suchness, to show it, to show how to come to realize it. So he can show how to reach enlightenment, how to be free from suffering. But it is to us, it's to apply it, to apply this instruction, whatever he shows. The term showing, tempa, is also the term for teaching. Same term, tempa. It's showing, teaching. So it's by teaching us that he shows how to reach enlightenment, how to be free from suffering. And so it is only through applying what he taught that we will be freed from suffering, protected from suffering. That is why the refuge, the actual refuge, is the Dhamma.
The dinning also nyenege pena nyenege domba de soina nyenege domba de ta tri shobane ani sani shoge patata nija chuji seri ni ni da ani che chaji la chuji sengda o dinne da sun shoina ani teringe ni kanda ani tri gonda chen kangge ta chi nyebi ge cha ani diso chama pa kando ra dige kando de tichibu geza de chibu ge chewa chimale layo de ani chegyo bi ge loji de sun ge res tena shi bena soso ge chuse ni sum rin la chi chanjo ge senda wa da nin jin da wa de gon sha wa ina ti ge rin la ngwa so ge chi kondo sa ya da de de da wa mi ge ge cho de chama ko de ge paru de se de ga chi na na kando ra de ka so ina ani de ge rin gon na pa ka sha ya ge pe ye de ge ya Sosoki, Dunga, the Tegaski, Mabas, Song over it, and Tegaski, Rong Juke, Miki, which ought to say, and Tegaski, Nunora, or the Indian. So let Tambo, but this of it, Chung Murdida, Chuyimba, and it chewed the kitchen with him, or the Niji, Hako Gores.
So, even those who observe the Upavasa vows. The wine day vow or fast vows sometimes for 24 hours protect their minds throughout that day from all faults and downfalls and in a future life they will be born in a celestial realm. So those who even someone who just take this 24 hour vow then the Upavasa vow, the one day vow with this eight precept, just by doing that then it is said that in a future life he will be reborn in a celestial realm, and it is extremely positive and beneficial since it protects throughout that day from faults and downfalls. And to say also just to generate bodhicitta for 2-3 hours also is extremely beneficial, because for that time while we're practicing bodhicitta, generating bodhicitta, then there's no emotions such as anger, aversion and all those things are kept away for that time. So there's also a huge amount of merit that is accumulated during that time and no negativity. So one is protected from faults and downfalls while doing so.
So Nanjin Shedi Kareshi Gorsana Kashege Soso Chedi Nyale Majeva Chene Tinin Chik Lama Dene Tsa Chimbo Dene Ta Chik Shingan Shandala Pene Ta Gumatovera Tinin Chedi Ta Teda Nyandu Soso Shiswaina अनि जो चिमा ना दा मा न्यान्सों ना सोसो मातों बच्चे ने लामा दिगे यार बच्चे ने या शिंगा ना अनि ठीक हो रहे हैं उधर चीज़ गंजो ताची छे छे गए हो मरे इन दिले लामा चाचू मुझे कदी देवाई ना दिन यंदे सोसो शिज़ना दिने ची दिगे बच्चे ने हो रहे हैं संदनी कशे दिले शिलेंगे हो रहे हैं इन्हें along the Yasinsa, Chad in the Yavaina, and the Magi Yugu de Sambal Magila, and Chia Leang, Chala de la Dindeche, Cogo Dinde, Cassi Yavaina, and Co Chad Magi Yugu de Sambal Dilla Ten, Yan Tenchora, Tinde Cassi Meson and Dim Magi Yugu, and Co Yasinsa Changayamara, Yat Ten to Yumas, Odinaji, Alon Nashi, Soso Chila, Chela, Deva Dinde, and Lama de la Yan, Deva Yosuana, and Lama de Caduina, Tuji de Tadi Chala Yasinsa, Chachunaji, and Kaduina Yores. Ina ko di Yava Inaya and Magila Loma Corona Tebata Chela Dinde Gabu Meswan and the Magila along the Mebanoshich. That the Mesna de Chadi Dinde Yudit Sambala Magichala de Yatin to Yumara or Dinashich. Kasi Tebata Chela Tischi, Soto Nyane Chevaina, Dinne Lama Gingazo Ma Shindo di Sambala Inaya. Mammy Tuja de Tischi, Robacia Yores. Tim Madone, Chela and Soto Nyane Majic Teba Mesna. Lama Kasim, Sanje, Yangin, Didia, Soso, Nandu Shiva, Yanaya, and Chicken Pendo Maris. Within the any, Chet is Jinan Cheshire, and then Lama de Teva Yasuina, and then Lame get this Chirobacha your mother. She, Soso, Chea, Kayame, Lama de Teva Mesna, Tinin Chick Duanda Kayamedi, Lama de Tuja Kasin, Niba Kasina, and Chick Chea your Maris.
Alonson.
Alonson and Azu Chad in the Cogotinera. Chacogotin. Chick, lama dhuzo che sundi ane lama kurungi tuji cha cho che lomi ki jula deba dila alona shi pe shane ho dine sungul di ta karere se de ane sozo ki jula che di tis chi me suwa ina tako alon mugi chala di ya tenya ki alon meba na shi chene ho dine chana ho reis
so sometimes we may think that even if we don't practice the Dharma ourselves, but if there's this powerful Lama with whom we have a connection, and so this powerful Lama then is in the Pure Land or wherever, but we have this connection with this powerful Lama, so when we die, they be able to help us, so we don't have to worry so much about practicing the Dharma. As just relying on someone else's kind of practices to be liberated. But that is not the way it works. Because if you need also to have practiced the Dharma, because it's like in the example of like the compassion of this great master is like it's like a hook, and so if you throw a hook to grab something, is that if that thing doesn't have like a ring or somewhere for the hook to kind of enter, and then you won't be able to pull it to you. So the hook or the ring is like the our faith and our interest for the Dhamma. So if this Lama then throws the hook of his compassion, but we have no interest for the Dhamma, no kind of faith or kind of interest, then he won't be able to help us. So it is important to have this ring of that is our faith, our interest for the Dhamma, our practice. Then in this case, then he'd be able to help us. Because otherwise, if it's just if we don't have any faith, any interest in the Dhamma, then however powerful the master may be, however powerful his compassion may be, he won't be able to help us like a hook. If you just throw a hook but there's no ring to catch, then there won't be any benefit.
That is it. Then, Dinima Karishi was an adan, so Nimigi shung the tonala. Then I took it subole, za, lung, tiles in the area. This is Tamala, a jobs and rodigre. Then it jobs and roigi, any shung in the area. Chidangi, za, lung, tile laide, and so subona, za, tegarare, any lung, tegarare, tile lana, that Suzuki, a chance in the day, that dile, tile segura. But this is Tamada. This is a job syndrome that Kari Guerre, Tisoking a sort of subolyore, and this subolyo shed the Kandis Judge and Rotuere send the mission that is of the district to add in the Guerre. Then the Tachidanging as of it sat down long till a liar did, Chick Suboni Yosha de Garare, Tiki Tigaran as well as Jobs and Royana, and Job to Yores and Yamaris. In a Mazo Nimik Shun on a sat down long than Tilly like Jobs and Royade. Ani cang asal le tegar tanda yer dia ki tegar handi ki ani jauh tu kere, odi le jauh sendiri ki tanda maras. Karena sana ani asal ke juga cadang lom tilai deso tanda yer saya deh, mesin tu lam nyalen cebal deh ni daya yeres. Di dalo deh ni cade tabal deh ni, trubiko, sanji trubu ngundu cegore, lom tabal deh ni, ini lom ngundu cegore, ini tilai tabal deh, ini cegore. Di ini cadang lom dan tilai songke kronge ngode. Ini cukup long cukup sore, oh dia ini jangan lah dini, dini mampu pun kotza dan long dan tiada sore mesin tu ya, anjuni, ini cukup long cukup sore cangkuk lah, oh dia ini jangan lah dini, dini sila paham miba dini, ini miba thatu dita cukup long cukup lah dini, dini ngan suge, zada long dan tiada jasun logo ya mato, tanda cik zada long dan tiada ya cukup long lah, ini zani ku nenjua mendingin, jua zani roya mendingin, tegaran kita super ya dia, tiada jasun logo ni, ini dikcatu res, kejamres. Or the niche.
And then it says that in the Nyingma tradition, then we say that we take refuge, for example, in the channels, the nadi, wind energies, pranas, and tiglis. So the channels are the channels in our body, the prana, the wind. The wind within those pranas in our body also. The tiglis refer to kind of to the mind of enlightenment. And so some kind of object to that, to take refuge in the nadi, the prana, and the tigli, because this is like what we because this is taking refuge in the channels in our body, in the wind in our body, in those elements in our body. So it's like taking refuge in our body, and so some kind of object to that. And but actually, the reason for taking refuge in this way, the way it is explained in the Nyingma tradition, is that if we practice the channels, the nadi, the bindu, now are not like they would be when we reach the result, the ultimate result. They'll change. There's transformation. So based on practices. Practicing on the nadi, the prana, the bindu, then we'll be able to change to reach the ultimate result. And ultimately, for example, the channels or nadi will result in the nyamanakaya. So that is when considering the ultimate result of the nyamanakaya, for example, that we take refuge in the nadi, in the channels. We don't take refuge in the channels just thinking of the channels in our body right now, but it is by considering the ultimate result that through the practice, by practicing, we'll be transforming those nadi into and so that it results into the nyamanakaya, that we take refuge in the nadis and not just in the mere nadis in our body.
That the nima just content over the center. Mazo Sanjela, Chops and Ronnie Sunday, any temper shenda, the Chiroba get temper tendent over down, Tegana Shinki, Sosoge, Abba Amada, the Pinja de Soge, that share de la Danyamaras. Carson and Azoge, that Sibidunga de Papane, Sanje Kumonta, Duyake, that Tindake, Lamdela Shundo de any. Chirobi temba dan, teganashin, sosoge, pamagi, any kansheba de nyeshawaina, any soso tabagi, tabi compound, duyala, parchechene, any sosoge pama dan, the soga carilogers, any chorongi, that, chonjago would land over dan, and chorongi chi legache would land over tenere mato, and chorongi chedogore, choronga, sanje comona, and drogore land over tendeke, that lojade, pacheta. Resume mother, that manchagi pomagi, ula, titajade, kaduna, the logistic manis. What in any? So so chur ning tabane dundu, you know? Any sanjegi candesundo. Any tina shi sozogi, any tsayulama de sogi, that chur don candesundo. What did a nyere mother, tim maim begeta, chick temba shenda, any sozogi pomada, what indigi? Only calanye maris. What did menesan begeta, tanjadoche? A shen that chick de so duta and mare de inea. Kosoki Nanji, Chick Sosola Sulhaja Jedi, Chert and Gardening, Manchel, Chert and Gardening, Mother, Chert and Timbikitone, and Sosola Chick Pamag Logate and Oda, and in Sanjigi, Mazur, Nambigi Temba Maimba, Temba Shenda, the Sokita, Chick Sanje Kombo Duyagi, Chick Langa, the Chitavajin, the Kosok Shit Women, this Chia, Telemandavanche, or the Nino Chowdeni, Sanjela Jobson Ronis on the Gandarchi. Chimingi, that you lodge at the trade in Yingi, Rila, that Sanya Kron Kadina, and the Zogi Kalaminian Sambiga, that Tangent of the Chevres.
So when we take refuge in the Buddha, we don't just say, well, I take refuge in the Buddha, but also we should keep aware or not take any advice from other kind of. Religious teachers or from our parents, because our parents, for example, most of the parents in the world want the welfare of their children in a way that is extremely worldly. They want their financial success, their social success, and so on. And so if we listen to them and start to act upon that, that would take us away from the Dharma. So once we've taken refuge in the Buddha, then we shouldn't listen to the kind of to whatever our parents ask us to do, and in that regard, in that respect, when they want us to make money or to have a certain situation and so on, because most of the time, the way parents care for their children is not with the view of the Dharma, but more with a worldly kind of view, and also we shouldn't listen to the advice of other kind of teachers of other traditions, other religious traditions, because all of those traditions, even though they show a path, they haven't completely fully kind of understood. There's still like some kind of subtle things or some aspect of it which are not quite correct and won't lead us to the ultimate result. So that is why also we shouldn't listen to those once we've taken refuge. It's a kind of a pledge we make when we take refuge.
Tabena disori nyeye mare sia de jumse karisna sosogi phama de pugla chidang gi ko tsewe ki tone pa loja ma ma na na gore yine ya tsewa de ta sosogi pug de mise de la chi chebo yunya da debo yunya gi dga san ji re ma do tsewa chi ma la da ji yabo yunya gi tone da de de gi ko so gi tsewa de tre shi gi ma la sten de tar mo pa jang re mo gi tsewa de ko so gi ka de ne tre shi gi ma la ta sen de la ni ji chibodani debo yunyage tindegi tone da chi koronsugi loja chegore odi loja dinganso sanje kombo dune da koye ki dunga pando ye dingi kanza to sala ta de loja de loja yang ta ba chi da tindegi chagwe maras manso ge da sendela chi juchu bo yunya da de gana shi nyenda chimbo yunyage tindegi sanje kombo dude ge kanza to soge da de tegas chi ndeba chimbo chegwe maras Mamba, Chiwa Chimala, that Chick Dunga de Pameva Soyagi Chedda, and so we son of the late Nandi Sambaratini, send diggy cheddle, chick, lega mamba cheddiate, ten inching nimbo menendo, tender menendo, chagres, or Junsent and Rich Tony, Pame Pugle, Seva Ted on the Chick Nego, send diggy, Chick Seva Trea Chiremato, Chimageta, Seva Monede, Tetuyamas, or Junsent de la Teneni, Pamalas of the Sogi, Kansheva Data, Menendrin Biggie, or the Rich Tanja Chet. The name Ninga that chill just in Rone Sunday, Sanjigi that chill. Mazo Sanjigi soon conde, soon dona. Didn't she remember the Maimba didn't got the Ningi that she loja Jiden can and drummed a mambo yere, or the summer signing that so so middle art. Carson and Dani Carriersena, Annie Sanjig soon shed and got the Ning loja Carriersena, then Sosuki Pamatasogi, or Chorong Twan Jagore, Chorong Lega Chigore, and Chorong Pesha Sagore Sand over Tendima. Loja yore, odi tsama dani sanjegi sun shayadini ni ko ngawa chade yore, tiindi, ni chuela chabsin roni sunde, sanjegi kandaya sun duna, ti dhruyari mato, ti da nga dini yenge jik loja deso kaduyi na nge dhug mi isa yaga, odi li tanja chay uras.
So when we say not to listen to instruction or to not to listen to our parents, to explain a little bit further, it's just that a parents, out of love for their children, want the best for them. They want them to be happy, to enjoy everything there is to enjoy, and to. But this kind of a view of is kind of limited. It is not like it's just for this life. They do not think about kind of a. Of future lives, to be free from suffering and to get to this point of being completely free from suffering and thinking in terms of more kind of long term, is kind of limited way, just for this life. They want in this life them to be happy and therefore give them a kind of advice or ask them to to make money, to whatever, to become famous and so on, all those kind of things that they think are helpful to be happy. But actually, for any practitioner, Dharma practitioner, then those aspects are not important. Money or fame or whatever, to make efforts for that is not really relevant. The point is more like a long-term kind of view, thinking of the next life, the future lives, and how to be ultimately free from suffering. That is the kind of view with which we do what we have to do, and the kind of advice or instructions that are given in the Dharma. So, and those kind of instructions are opposite to what is our parents' advices to do, which are more about this life. So, and someone who has a kind of strong interest in money and fame and so on would not have much interest in practicing the Dharma. So, as well, it is are important, not to, once we've taken refuge in the Buddha, not to listen to our parents and to this kind of advice. Also, once we have taken refuge in the Dharma, then what also we need to do is to stay away also from any kind of instruction that is not about how to free ourselves from samsara, from the cycle of existence, or to eliminate all suffering. So any kind of such advice, like those given by our parents about how to make money, how to become famous, and so on, also should be avoided once we've taken the Dharma.
Din nyandir sosun tro dewa ina ranjin ki kurung ki shiga de, yarao ki shiga de sosu la ya tsu, njar ni sosu ya tambo tis chik duja ya na ya kale kale roba digi chik ko pe yarao dinde ya na, ani kog shiga tsun ja ni sosu ya tis yabu dinde chaya ya ra. Tega na yin sosu ka roba de me maro duja dinde chiyo wa ina, teta nyandu kadu ina tro dewa ina, ani sosu tis tambo yabu ya na ya, ani kurung roba digi chik. Jawatnya, sosok yang yang cik, lega duja cie dini, dinding rawat tang, ane kuno duja cie dini rawat, dinding yang gula, oh dini, tapi ngasuh ke, sanji kumpul coba lah, ane cik dinding rawat, roba cik tenggu gula, di, tapi sud tenggu gula, sebenarnya dini gendun siade, pena, gendun siade, cina ngi teba cimbik nane gendun, jambing yang tang, tapi jenis sini rawat, so, ngasih gula, ina yang tesis sama ngasuh ke, tapi jaya rawu yang mana, tesis nyandu roya rawu mana, ina yang Soso ke jik tsayu lama dan, tiga nang shingi soso lama, ane chok loja pe ya wo dinde, ma ane lop dinyin rawo, dinde ki ri, ta diso nyan dure, ane nro ne, di soso ke yegi sanje kumbun roya la, ane dro rawo yin dure ne, wo dinde chengdo ndo she che. Di mayin ba, ta jik chok dru dinyin mayin ba, chok pa mayin ba, chok la maga dinyin ki mi, ta mi cha yin nante, jik lama dawa yin se dinyin, kashin yin ya, chok la maga dinyin. Patasala chik ta kolo lama ge kolo kyunde ba yin ya ani chik kron ge jula chela digas chik tonon shu chambo me de ni ge tinde ri yore o du so nyam de la ta ro yin ani chue den ga de ni ge le ga che gre chue den ga de ni ge ke je she gre o de ni de ni so so ge chue de de la du so nyam de ro yin ani pa che mo bo yu yore s o de ni de gen den lo chob sro ne so de ta chik gen den siya dike, ini loja di ta chuedan tunba ki che gure, chuedan tunba lega che gure, o di mayinba ki, ini chuedan ge denye ki lega che denye, chuedan ga denye ki geja denye she denye ki ta, mi su di sui naya, di su nyan du menro tunya ki ta ji tangja rabo denye che gure esu.
Then, when we take refuge in the Sangha, then also we should then associate with people who are of who present those kind of good qualities, kind of a good person who behave according to the Dharma, and so then they would help us. If we are associated with people like that, then they would help us slowly also to become like that, even though if we, at the beginning, we may still be a bit kind of unruly and don't have the kind of right attitudes and right way of behaving. But by associating with people like that, then slowly also we'll come to integrate those things. So that is why, so we take refuge in the Sangha, and that's the kind of thing we need to kind of think of when we take refuge in the Sangha. And so those good friends are the Sangha. When we talk about the Sangha, usually we think of, or they are explained to be the Bodhisattva, Manjushri, Avalokiteshvara, and so on. However, we can't really associate with or meet, you know, like so much with Manjushri or Avalokiteshvara. However, we have our spiritual friend, our Lama or teachers, and whoever has kind of trained himself or herself in the Dharma that could help us. So once we've taken refuge in the Sangha, so we need to kind of associate more with this kind of person and try to shun away from, avoid people who are negative kind of persons. Meaning, if there are people who don't have any kind of interest in the Dharma, any trust in the Dharma, then by associating with people like that, then also we'll come to have also a tendency to kind of have less faith and confidence in the Dharma, less interest ourselves in the Dharma. And a lot of obstacles will come from associated with such kind of people. So therefore, we need these kind of companions on the path. And so once we've taken refuge in the Sangha, we need to take to associate only with those people who show these kind of a Dharma qualities, such as spiritual friends, teachers, and those who have somewhat integrated those teachings, who have practiced those teachings and have integrated them. In doing so, then that will help us also to go into that direction. Whereas if we associate with people of more negative kind of behavior, then who don't have any interest, faith in the Dharma, then they will pull us away from the Dharma.
That in the chair, just in the pena sanje la da sanje kunjo de la ni temba so so temba yin bin du she che ni just no ber sen da temba yin ba se de so so sa je chi len ro go ge na din ro sa ge langa de ha ma go ba yin na ta langa ten khin chi ra o din ra wo ta so so sanje kun bon ro go re e sanje ge kun bon ro sa ge langa de so so ha go ge ma re o de langa ten khin de sanje che de la ni din ra wi sanje kunjo de ta temba yin chen just no ani dig ten sha ge che de ta so so de langa de pa saje de lan rogo sa ke langa na shi ke ndo she che teni gendin kunjo de la trog ndo she ta langa de ni pa ro de tsamba la ko ta du langa mambo ro sa ke langa mambo yene ya ta de langa khande yi da so so gyung go tse ya da de na shi langa de la ani ji kanga me ba ji langa de la pa ro de teni so so la ani ji ba mambo yere ji jenze ge ri yere de ga na shi ke kuma ge ri da wa chaba ge ri da wa tende ge ko nyenga tende yera ta du ओ दिसो छामा कि नेगा ता मेया कि छेदो सोसो लंगा देल फंडो दे नि जि रोबा याबो जि येवा इना एन तेस जि को ले लावन रो येरा ओदिना छि संजे कंपन रो या कि लम ता छेरे छेदे लन ना छि छे तिन ते ड्रुबिक कोस ता लंगा दे ड्रुबिक कोस ति कि ठोन रो दे नि गेंदी कुंचो यिन तने ओदि ने चिन रो आइना अनि चर्स रो छुन रो ता तिन रेस
So that is how to take refuge, the way to take refuge. So basically when we take refuge, should consider that So the Buddha is in whom we are taking refuge is the teacher, Tempa, the one who shows. So he's the one like the one who shows the way. If we want to go somewhere, then we need someone to tell us the way, to show us the way. So that is the Tempa, the teacher, the Buddha. And then when we take refuge in the Dharma is like this way, this path. To go to so where we want to go, which is enlightenment. So the Buddha showed us that way, explained to us how to follow that road, that path. And so now we need to take that path, that road, that is the Dharma that we follow to until enlightenment. And then, while on the way, there are still some kind of aspects of the path that might not be have been so clear, or things that can come up, and so. We need also friends on the path, that kind of guide, or people showing us also the ways and the dangers of the path. For example, there could be some wild beast waiting for us behind the bushes, or thieves, or robbers, and all these kind of things. So in that case, then we need to have a sort of an escort, to have companions, to have people who know who've walked that path or who know that path and can help us with that. So that is the Sangha. So that is for or about how to take refuge.
That just do to the clear is that didn't check. Didn't that the just do to continue me? That's also just and don't continue to go me. How goes that the how goes and paint on matters. And so, okay, didn't. Chodong laya chik domba dambu laya yore ini di lami ki kundi ni da chodong di ma laya din di lamba changi pento go maray tini di lani ta sozo ki lobja de chodong lobja kaya yinba de ini yabu chi sungu gares di ma sungba yina ya chik chosun ro sheba changi da lami dini chodong ma lamba changi ya pento go maras di ini da di nani lobja de la ini pa pangu ya ki lobja chik tan 아니 소속 drug 여기 러자지 니시 그래서 어디 사마 만호바치네 되니 직 sungne da chapsun ro dewa ina tini chondro tseni ba chagre digi sosola ini ba tengre mato yang chik chapsun ro she ini lami dini chodon se yade le tini chik chondro kurong loja de so chama da pa pang goya dan tsudru goya de tsani ba lale mata so ina tini chik yang niba chenpo tengwe mara se tesi chik yang tomba na wadene chagre wadis.
So that was an explanation of how to take refuge. So now we know the way of taking refuge. However, that is not enough just to know how to take refuge. Then there is an actual taking a refuge, like when taking vows in front of a teacher or through a kind of a ceremony or practice. When we take refuge in this way, then we make a pledge. We pledge to the certain things that we are going to do and certain things that we are going to avoid. And if we just know how to take refuge, just know the pledge we've taken, but not really try to apply them, to implement them, then there would be a kind of empty kind of refuge. There won't be much point in that. So once we take refuge and we make this pledge about certain things that we pledge to do, certain things we pledge to avoid, some others, it is important also to stick with our pledge and to do everything we can to implement it. And otherwise, there's not much point in taking refuge. Our taking of refuge is kind of a hollow if we just know about the refuge, know how to take refuge, know about the pledge we've taken, but don't really do whatever we can to implement it.
That jadun le dito mazo pache jadun shumanyung gen de pache ta mere karsana ne lamye gen de ne on de ne sun de tsambala ta tambo jadun de ne sun da ta digi loja de le kare yersana so so ge ta jadun le so yishu ge la ne sanje la chop sun ro ne sun de korwi ge la ta nga so ge jiten bi ge la de yera jiten bi ge la ta tsamba da jajin se yan ro de ne yere de ga na shin ge ta jiten ge la ji suma ge ri ta pabi ki kanza dini mayin dini jiten tamaba chi yang niba chimbo yo dini kila dini mambo yore o diso tsama la niko soso ki chik nasa miyun ya da wotan disi chik lega diso lando yun ya chido chik ya chik diso la pi chik karsana ni sonchen da wotini chene chik maso ta chan da arakri dini ya soga tani yan chuk ya o dini da wot chik la ni chik tena rung yore mato soso ki diso la tendu pa chanen rawa chene sibi ki dunga de pa diso ki chotu gare o dinde ki nying kaba ne diso la pa chanen rawa chaya jaba yina sanje la chosun rawa ki loja tena ngan rawa resi o dinde sanje la chosun rawa ne sunde ta kwanda korewi ke nana rani koi nana ane ne dengen ke ta la dinde yara o diso la ane pa tendu chosun zunya yama resi kato yina diso la pa nying taba ne diso la chosun rawa ta nying taba ne diso la cha chayan rawa dinde logo yama resi kaisana ane diso ke ngaso ke dunga de kaduyina chotuwe mara neko chik nasa rawa dan ane nangro mayun ya diso la de chotuwe re mato koi ke dunga de la chotuwe mara sa di ane sanje la chotsun ro ne zonde jiten bi kala diso la nyin taba ne chotsun ro ya dan ane cha sayan rawa dan cheba mba ya dan de chaya mara sa neko chik tenya re mato
bara bara la ne kabla na ngaso yan tis
Ning taban pa chosun ro de gora o din de chene ni palle khine kadu ina ding ke lug mare sa ya ge chi yera o din de chene ni chosun ro ye maras ni ko ta tis tis ko so so lan ro ju ya da na sa me yu ya din de ki to chi de ten chu gore ten lo ge re ne ya ning taban da de so le pa chot tu gore sa ya ge thone pa ani chosun ro ye maras.
So, now that we know how to take refuge, then there is the kind of precepts of the taking of the refuge, and when we take refuge in the kind of the ceremony or through the practice of taking refuge. And I think there's no one in this room who has never taken refuge since, you know, for example, each time we're receiving an empowerment, then at the beginning we're taking refuge, and we're taking this refuge. So the refuge precepts are, first, when we take refuge in the Buddha, then we should no longer take permanent refuge in the worldly gods. So worldly gods, there are many such gods, like the extremely powerful Brahma or Vishnu, or other kind of gods like Rakshasas, Nagas, and so on. Those So those deities, those gods, they can't protect us from the suffering of samsara, all the sufferings of samsara, because themselves they are not free from them. So they can't really help us with that. And so when we say no longer take permanent refuge, permanent means not from the bottom of our heart, because sometimes we can practice, we do practice worldly deities, like make offerings, like in the when we make offerings to the protectors, or if we have, for example, if we are sick, then we would request the help of such kind of offer the sakyam and ask for the help of the protectors. Among those protectors, most of them are bodhisattvas, but some are not still kind of worldly deities who still can very much get angry. Bodhisattvas don't get angry. They always think of the benefit of others. But ordinary kind of worldly deities like us, then they can really get angry and they get really harm someone else. For example, if we ask them for help against a particular sickness that we may have, then they can get angry at the source, the cause of the sickness, and, you know, eventually even kill those or get rid of them in a kind of a quite violent way. So sometimes we do those practices, we do kind of request their help in a way to sort of taking a refuge in those deities, but that should never be a permanent refuge, a kind of a from the bottom of our heart, because those deities cannot protect us from all the suffering of samsara. It is only someone who has completely tamed his or her mind, like a Buddha, someone who's someone like that can protect us from the suffering of samsara. And someone who is still under the influence of negativity won't be able also to protect us, protect our mind. And so it is, once we've taken refuge in the Buddha, then we shouldn't take refuge in any other worldly deity.
Tene ta chera chaw san don ni sung de gare pang go rse na ka du yin ya sen jin la ba ne ce che de pang go rse ni gu so so ni se de tsam ba la pa me la ne ce che sen jin la ne ce che pa ya ma se sen so so me na na la ya mi shin da la ani ta me tsam ma yin ba sen jin su de sui ne ya sen me na na la ya chi ne ba chen da wo ten de chi me ba chen da ta de so la chi me yun ya nénsé chéyá ké sòsò ké pá xéñ lá chík nè bá chéndé ké chík ló dé kátú yiné yá tá chík mé yóng yá ké ché tó tíné pá mbé chén ché né ó dé pá ká gó pán gó gó ré sè nén tsé wá chéyá dé xéñ sén ché xéñ dá lá chík tsé wá sè dé mé sén ché xéñ dá lá pá neba chiya tila tsewa se gora o dinde ta kadu yi na ya ani dinde meje san ya ke o dila mbezen che ne di pa ngo go gora sanga zo che se ya nambu yi ki che de ani tsewa meba se nambu yi ki che de ki suli ya kadu yi na ya ne chi kuma resi o dila tsewa meba se she gora o di nanshin che ne che kurong ki ngo de ani suli yi na ya ne meje wa ke dinde shi la nga zo ki nambu yi che se gora o dinde di nanshin che ne so zo ki ya che la chao sun do ne son de That's changing content of Shinaya. Kadu Yinaya, any sort of which Pansewa Majesaya, what did you say? Sewat Pongo, yes.
Once we've taken refuge in the Dhamma, then we should not harm any living being, but protect them as much as we can. So, harm is like the term tsewa is it's like a violence, and the opposite mitsewa is like non-violence, which is the kind of the heart of the teaching of the Buddha, this non-violent aspect. So once we've taken refuge in the Dhamma, then we should try to refrain to do anything that would bring harm, that would bring suffering, that would cause problem to others. And that is the kind of a pledge or the precept that goes with the taking refuge in the Dhamma, because this is very much the essence, the heart of the teaching of the Buddha, this aspect of non-violence. So once we've taken refuge in the Dhamma, then we should avoid to harm any kind of violence, any kind of harm or causing any suffering to any living being.
Tegani Nanshinke, Sosoke, Zawi Lama de Sola, Tene Taba Medine, Zawi Lama de Sola, Kaduina, Nuchi de Yinki, Sutusuina, or the Zunyan de Dry Maris. Monzo Motepa Laya de So da Karinda of Gogorsena, Chela Zan Magadini, Chela Kaduine, Chickpa, Chedi Mabasoya, Toshetan de Yinki, that Dindig Ritiso, Samala Kanda Motepas, Dindic Conadigre, or Dindola, Gindula Joseron is on the Tene Nim de Dry Mare. And Sozogi Chik Lama and Delani Chikunde Lota Chedinita and Lama Tela Magadin read and Dramas. Junsen Carson, the Sonyan Droyina, and then Sozo Lama de la Pe, Deba Shuchemboyere, and in Pacho Roba de Lama de la Cadina Gaviomara, what in Tinde Chedini, Chick Parola, and in Truba Shondra Doda, and in Sozo Chudri de la Chick, Pachi Mambo Yungura, what did Chile Gendula Jobson on the Sode Gander, Gendinki Loja Data, Chick. Gendik loja did and gadding a lega chedding a re-putting in the letter, Raymaras, the Pongoras.
And then once we've taken refuge in the Sangha, then we should no longer associate with those who hold extreme views, who criticize our teacher and the teachings. So we should associate with Chatikas, and meaning, so those who hold like Chatikas are those, for example, who hold extreme views of. Not the right view, or those who do what they can to kind of eliminate the Dharma, who act against the Dharma. So we shouldn't associate with these kind of people from the moment of taking refuge in the Sangha. And also with those who criticize our teacher, who do not show respect to our teacher. Because if we associate or if we kind of befriend with someone who does not like our teacher, then it will eventually we'll have arguments. If we like our teacher and they don't like our teacher, then we'll have arguments and all sorts of problems can arise, and that would create obstacles to our practicing the Dhamma. So it is important, once we've taken refuge in the Dhamma, not to associate with Tirtikas, meaning people who hold like extreme views, wrong views, or those who are who act against the Dhamma, who don't like the Dhamma, and those who criticize, do not respect our teacher and the teachings.
Well, then that design, Chidan ki kechin bore karsana sozo ge ne roba de da chela maga de ni tinde yin ba yin de nyan de so yin sozo ge che de sin yan le che tinde da wo che de zamba la de ni pa cho de chela maga ba yin de ka de yin ko ta wa ti ge ma la ta wa man tin de tinde nyo da mong bo she de de chin nyo da mong bo she de zamba la de ni sozo chik sembala te skangan rabo tene ni chik kondon rabo dine sagra da kondon rabo dine sasong ina sozo ka te chik chue dhujaya desu sama ta chula zone meba chanogora o dine dine tende che de chö dan min tin dengi ke kansa ke ri dan ane chö la maga dengi de so ke ri ke ane so so ke chö tu ya la parchi ma wache gara se o jun sen te la dengi da chö la maga dengi ane ke ri nyam de la dan roya ma ra se ane chik chö la gawa ya dengi ane chik chö la tis chik tono ya dengi teba ya dengi o de so ke dro din din da wache nyam de roya ina ane so so chö tu ba la ya tis chik digi roba la wache pen da wache to gara se de che dini Tadi kerse ngaco contoh dila ni panggaya ki loja cinta, odi cek diencik kita panggaya cep sendro ni sonda, cusun le cep sendro ni sonda, tapi apa panggaya kiri de, cidan dinding lau cek.
So those actually are quite important, and so when we say not to associate with people who don't have faith in the Dharma, for example, then. If we have faith in the Dharma, if we want to practice the Dharma, but then we are with people who don't like the Dharma, who don't have this kind of interest, distrust for the Dharma, then the moment we will want to practice, then since this other person don't have the same kind of view on it, would not like us doing it, and would create some sort of obstacle to our practicing the Dharma and so on. And as a result, then we may get pretty upset by that, and because we want to practice and the other one prevent us from doing so. So in the end, we get angry, and by getting angry, then all the kind of good results that we got from the practice, everything that we try to achieve basically through practicing the Dharma, are kind of to no avail. They're kind of just wasted by this in this way. So it is important, therefore, to associate with people who have a kind of a similar view on things, similar like who have faith in the Dharma. Faith in the teacher and so on, who do not hold wrong views, because otherwise all sorts of problems may just come from that, and all sorts of obstacle to our practicing the Dharma. So those are the in terms of the precepts, there are those aspects which are to be adopted, and those things which are to be avoided. So that corresponds to those that are to be avoided.
That dini ma, so ani chosum la chosun ro ni sunde. That su drugu ya kiri, loja drugi ke loja dila. Ani sanje karis suni resena. That sanje kinto na la. In kong mama ba na. That ngoy su sanje di ngasun ra wogi. Ngoy su je tu maris je ya ki. That kawa diye maris. Dini di that khande chagori sere. Ani sanje kurongi truba tene. Truban dra mera tene dini truba digi ngaso la ni pento ya shosene sanje ki mhena mambo tane da kharecha warasana sanje ki truba da ji kuzu ngaso kunda dinde nda wadana tiga nanshin chwe dine, tiga nanshin tsasa dine nanshin chene dinde mayimba pena ini samba tiga nanshin zin ini dinde nda wadana da ji soso la kare pento sare mide la kande ki pento sare o dida tumbi guanyi dini truban dra mera tene ni sanje ki dinde, truba dinde tene da maungbi ki sanje nda zola pen towa shosene jik nying taba ni sanje ki dinde menam tene jaja di dine dinde nda wache, truba nda mada dinde yungu ya res dinde dine nga soge da sanje la chob sindro ni sunde ani jik sanje ki kuzu dinde, kunda dinde ina yanda ani tsaza dinde ina yanda da kanda jik tsaza dang chwe ten rao dinde ani chan suma dinde mena ya tis jik ma shi xian jiu ge da ji xia man da wo de ne ye ba yin na ya wo de cha ma la san jiu wo yin de de ne ba nin ta ba ne ani de ba jie ne wo de de che wo ren sen ka san san jie ge ji men ma bo ta ne ma wo ba na ta ku ron la kan de da wo ge pen to do de de na xin jie ne tru ba de ne pen to wa xiao sen de de ma bo men nam jia jie re wo de ge ne de de ge ri la ya da ge ba jie de ni so so ge ya san jie wo yin san ba ge de pa de ba jie de ni
So now with regard to the precepts to be implemented, then so the Buddha then in his compassion kind of made the aspiration prayer to appear in whichever way would be useful, beneficial for sentient beings. And therefore, he manifested and manifests in infinite number of ways, including statues, tankas, images, tsatsas, and so on. So all those are emanations of the Buddha. So once we've taken refuge in the Buddha, then we should hold any representation of the Buddha in a great respect. Even fragment of tsatsas, even fragment of those statues or images, in extremely great respect, because they are the Buddha. Because the Buddha, then when you reach enlightenment, then made the aspiration prayer when trying to know what was the best way to help sentient beings. He made the aspiration prayer that he may manifest in whichever way is beneficial, whichever way is useful. So those are actual manifestation, trupas like Nyamana, or like Truku, like manifestation, incarnation of the Buddha.
Sanjigi, that kunda inanda, the gana shinki, that pecha inanda, this is tama, any comba, the nichene, any gumdo and rota. The gana hango kana you and the nichesna, this chi, sozo gelata, nevanda within the chagre, odini, kunda inanda, ninchi pecha inanda, sozo wallamandoachi, yeah, this chick such a tombodochi, the nichagore. Inanda, kunongi cheva yoria, pena, any. Langa chila hima ni meeting rodit sambala tini langa dela ta sanje ge tichi chazan ro deni ji ko thores de thondi sambala tini ko ge o thadi do chi phachi ge ko ma shawna ani chaba ma bo ja sai na deni ko remote zo dan chama me ba chasa re tini chi samba kuno samba ge tone deni kuno hango de pa ma pe ni indi kana deni ma ne ni sha jares ani mi dig jel mi chile de tini Chictadi Sambala, Til Hango de Golani, Sazajire, the Sazajire, Cotan, Tadi Peduja Chendu, Carson, Hango de Tat, this Sobanda, whichever, the Kanshaji, Peduja Rendu, Chene, and call Hango de Payu, Tada de Tisiaci, Tosa de Nichares. What did Shade Kanda, Nicha, Chivachima de la Pe, Jabodin, Yabodin, Samodin, Toyers, and the Sanjik and Donald, the years. Then the Sosuchi Pacuva Chendon, Uganda. Soba Machai Chetan, Kusu inanda, and it's Sasa inanda, Pecha inanda, Tonga inanda, or the summer, Tinichi Cuba Chegores. Tine, that the Sanjela Joseph Donis on it, that she loves a candigore, and candidrugo into the chair. And Chula Joseph Donis on it, Chu Kunjo Munideta, Longuchuna, Tobi Chede, Soso Sing Julia, Yinea, that Mansogi Pecha Dineta Yinea, Disomeswaina, and it chewed the candimita. Ngaso ha ko tu guyamara odi ni peja siya de yan yige siya de pe kadin chembo din de chade gore ta yige de ngaso bhegi yige de khashe gi pe bhegi yige de pe sa chembo che ani jako shinda da miri shinda gi yige de to dano kro ma che pa tsobaso kanjung manju yu ji bhegi yige de o de yige de da sene ji namsa ya ji tsamma ra che din de che da din de ge je gan yin sa ma ra karsen su de su gi yige yin ya yige de pe ko kadin chembo da sa chembo chade gora ji Sozoke Jago digging Zinjon Chialayan, you get the mena, an inchy lega chiala pe cavera. The Ganan Shin get any, co you get an education in a Nambig churches or invasion of Sozoke, you get told Pajandoni, and Sozoke Medigan, Peshet Tanchogre, Odine, and you get Karinea, Kandachi, Tindera, which Karinchimboimba, Sanadani, and in Chugi, Chick Tindegi quarter, Tinde Yashanuki, you get that Sajimbache, the Maimbiki, you get Shandayanayan, this chick, Sozoke, Kivanda, which any. You get pet simple meva in a yan, you get a surging drop the day, my soba no yana, at this chick, someone of a son, and Tinichi, the name of which Cuba Chego is. No logic in the chiller chosen on his own, that Sonia Cuba Chego is. And then the Sonia pa soba manrea or the Nichegoris. That dig a carriage in a pendo erison, and the name of which pa Cuba Chejava in another Tinin Sanji Mueda, Chung Mued Sonia. Cuba, Teba de Corrangingi, and a shoot and bush younger or dindy. The little of Cuba chained the information part, Logan Janichos. Pena, Anzoke, Pesha, the little of Cuba shoot and bush Javaina, did choke on your munimara. That the little of Shilla and Cuba Chejavaina didn't choke on your muni, long with the Toby Chet Solayan, Chirangingi called Teba Lavota, Cuba no younger, or Dick Jensen the Nidis. Pesha the song, so that Che Hamagovaina and Pesha the Dinichi Sakal Mashajavaina. That is Chi Soso Gula, Divanda of Tinichi, Nidunda of the Young Wizard. Sajemal Shamarusunda, this Chi Desandoina, this Chiaco, Sosoratis, Tosandoche. odeneche yan chi dendeche ya kyuban ro odeneche bores dinan shinche na so kashi ki pecha de ani dengo kale dan dengo kale sha ani pa lan ro de dikane ne chi chon ro da odeneche so yin na ta kanda chi so so la diba de ne yong de bores dende ma yin ba ani chi tes chi ko chama ro che ande la kyuban ro che dende che ba yin na ko di ki chinob de ki de ne rang chi la shin be shin kale kale ko che kun jo ki yin de na
So we should treat with respect all this representation of the Buddha. And once we've taken refuge, since they are the emanations of the Buddha, and that should be done. So, for example, if we see like a fragment of an image of a Buddha or satsang on the ground, then we would put it on a higher place because the ground is kind of a rather dirty where we walk with our shoes, and so we would want to place it in a place that is demonstrate more respect. But in that regard also, we need to be aware that the motivation is extremely important. There's a story that illustrates that of there was this tsatsa once, and then when someone passed by the tsatsa and saw it was a heavy rain falling, and so he thought that it might destroyed the altar, the images of the Buddhas that are on the sides of the tsatsa, and so decided to cover it. He covered it with a shoe, an old shoe put on top of it, so that to protect it from the rain. And then later, someone passed by again, and then saw that there was this old shoe on top of the tsatsa, and thought how disrespectful and how a negative an act that was, and so took out the shoe and placed the tsatsa in a higher place. And it is said that both actually enjoyed the good results from those actions. Those were virtuous actions in both cases, and both enjoy very good results in their future lives. That is a story that is told in the sutras. So in this way, we understand that also the motivation is quite important. And when we come to the jewel of the Dhamma, when we take refuge in the jewel of the Dhamma, then also we should respect writing scriptures. We should respect the books in which the Dhamma has been written. It's not the actual Dhamma of transmission, but it is by means of those writings, of these texts written here, that we'll be able to gain, to understand, and to follow the path. So in that sense, those scriptures are demonstrating a kind of extremely great kindness. And so therefore we should treat them with the utmost respect, and always place them in a kind of rather high place, and clean, and so on. Not put them on the bare floor, or step over them, like some people may just put on their pillow, and then or a cushion, and then start as they stand up, then they step over the text. Is quite disrespectful. So, and when we talk about respecting writings, that some people think that it's just whatever is written in Tibetan, then this is some Tibetan writing, then they need to place it in a high place, or dispose of it in a kind of respectful way or whatever. But when it's a writing in any other language, it doesn't matter, they can just stay on the floor. And I think that this is a mistake, and actually any kind of writing should be treated with respect, because even those in those other languages, like for example, even for the politics of politicians or people who are in charge of the government, in order to kind of help the people with like the social measures or whatever is helpful, useful for people, without writing, that would be extremely difficult. So in that sense, writing are also quite important and should be treated with respect. So it's not just the Tibetan writing, but then any kind of writing is worthy of our respect. So once we've taken refuge in the Dhamma, then it is important for us to respect the writings, and so as we saw this, those texts, even though they are not the actual Dharma of transmission, in order for this Dharma of transmission and realization to take birth in our mind, then we need the support of those texts, of those teachings written in this form. And by reading them, by studying them, then we'll be able to give rise to those. So those writings are extremely important for us. And even though they are not the actual Dharma of transmission, to pay respect to those, to the writings, to those texts, or to the fragment of representation of the Buddha, there is a huge benefit in that, because by respecting the kind of this outer form of the writing, the outer form of the Dharma, these writings, then we'll get the blessing of the Dharma of realization, the Dharma of transmission, because we'll have interest, we'll have faith, we show by doing that, by this act of placing the Dharma text in a higher place, seeing this writing and, you know, preventing it from people from stepping on this writing. What we do, and we kind of enhance our faith, our devotion, our trust in the teachings. That's a working with our mind in this way, so that we will be more able to be benefited by the teachings. So in this way, by the actual Dharma of transmission and Dharma of realization. So to we in this way allow the blessings of the Dharma of realization, of the Dharma of transmission, to enter our mind. So that is why we should treat all those the writings with respect once we've taken refuge in the Dharma.
Tā chōdi chō kuñchō lāyā tā tāgī shirpa nā yīn chīni kō dūngā tīli chōnyi ngō tī tā chō kuñchō tī chā sāng dīn bī jōn sāng lā tēne tīni ngā tsō kī tāndā pēchā tī sō yāng tī lē kī tsā chī mō yīmbā hā kō kō rē tīni dīn tī tā ngā tsō kī pēchā tī lē yā shō kū tī chō tī tsā mbā lā tīni kāshē kī tī lē chī nzō kū lō chī mā chū nē nī tī lē yā chō ngā tī lē yā tī lē chē sō yā nā tō bā chā rō rē tī lē yā mā chē bā chē tsā mā chē tīni ngā tsō kī pēchā nā nō lā pē nā sāng jī kī kū ndā chī kī tā अनि सञ्जेगे सुङ दिने पेचनी खन्दे चाचे गरेसना अनि पेचे दि चाचे गरेस जुमसेन देला तने पेचे दि खान अनि कुण्डा ते शारु मारे सेन दनी पेचे दा पेन सञ्जेगे कुण्डा चिकदा कुण्डा चिकदा अनि सञ्जेगे सुङ शायगे तन्द पेचे लेबम तिरेरा दिनी खन्दे चाचे वा यरेसना अनि पेचे दि चाचे गरेस जुमसेन करेसना कुजु दिगे छु खाया सोसोला अनि लशगे यमारे दिल फक कसे कसे ट्रिने अनि सोसोला चिक gewa dinde dhugu gure, khande dhugu gure se lawa yina, tsulaya shek mara, yini pa khasi dine yon chik, tsulaya yon mara, o dinde yini. Ta pecha dinde chik yoba yina, sosok dinde chik maa loba yina, dina la reshe chayo yora, gewa khande dhugu gure me, diba khande paa gure me, tsama sewa chay shek yora, dine ko dige chik me shindo, dunga dhu tsama paa meba soto gunda, o dinde, anso nanjun shea la, yini dinde ke chuk lewaan te kaana, yini kunda dinde sharungu me sendo yin. Junsei karasana de ko kunda de dan pecha de ni kande ki tsa chengdo, kande ki sozol pen to chengdo, di sanu tani hini, di kunda leye chanda ko pecha de ki tsa chewanda junsei tene res, di indi ta kyuba chetong rao chetong ge, chik pecha ki ina ya tene la, kyuba chetong rao ta tene res.
And so very much once we've taken refuge in the Dharma, we should treat whatever text, Dharma text, with the with great respect. And so that is, for example, some people, when turning the pages, just water their finger in their mouth and then apply it to the text, to the pages of the text. That is quite disrespectful, and put some spat on the holy Dharma text. And so basically do whatever we can, place them in clean, high places, and to treat them with as much respect as possible. And if we were to ask also what is the difference between or which one we should treat with most respect between, for example, a statue of the Buddha and between a Dharma text. And the Dharma text is more precious to us. As we said, the actual refuge is the refuge of the Dharma. And so if we have like a statue and of the Buddha and then a text, we wouldn't put the statue on the text, because the Dharma should be higher, should be treated with more respect, and that is because the statue, however long time we spend in front of the statue won't be able to explain to us how to do virtuous actions or how to avoid negative actions, whereas the text explained to us at length how to do it and all the intricacies of it. So in that sense, then the Dharma, again, the refuge of the Dharma is the most important, and this is through the Dharma, through these scriptures, that we'll be able to know what to adopt and what to abandon, and in the end reach the result of Buddhahood. And so it is not due to the statue cannot tell us what to do. This just there. So that is why between the statue of a Buddha, representation, any representation of the Buddha or Tanka, and a text, then the text is is more important or treated with more respect between the two.
Tani da dini ma gendun la, gendun kuncho la chab sanro ne songde, ta kare che gore sana, dini gendun kuncho ngui, deso la da ta kuiba che gore yinba che. Gendun kuncho ngui ma yin na ya, ta chik gendun kuncho na da chik tes ching rabo. Ani chik chwe nyalen che dini nge, ta dindik ri deso tsama na ya, chik kuelo yin na ya, ta chik sanje ge chik nanza dini kuen dini nge ri. Sudu sui ne ya ta chik gendun kuncho chitawa shindu koku jo la yonden me ne ya ta teta tes chik rabo chan rabo ye de nye ge sanje ge nanza kuen de nye o desu tsama na ya kuiba che go res. Titsan to maze pe na nga so ge ta kuelo nrawa yina an chik chondo mabo ta dina shi sebo ge desu ta na kuelo de re chik mabo ta sebo tona ya desu tsama na ya chik gendun ki du shen rawa shan de kuiba che go res. Ti jumsen ka res na nga so ge tanda chik kuelo la chun tan sha de chun ju ya ta Kado kande yin yandu tsama tsun juya de sanji ge jik tuji dan kari yin sen do yin dine she wara. Yin yandu di pe yi che kabo re karasana dine rawa jik nga zoge ta gulo la ane tsun don she de kon tsun juya jing doa. Jik sebo zonan so cho wara, mabo zonan so cho wara ko tsun dige ra men da ju chong da. Wote ju lo ya de sanji ge kari yin sen do yin she wara. Yin yandu di pe kabo ra karasana ngima. Any Tabachi get that chick Zenshan about the Kulonda of Queen Lady. The Amagamachi, oh, just che and Sanjig Nazad in Chick Teringbato, and in Nazad in Sanjig Nazak Queen, and Teringbato Thomason, just che said Lansa Amadi Lady. And Tabati Karelovia, Chirongi, and in this Sanjig Nazamara, Ding Epogi Tron and Yashan Jeremata, Sanjig Nazad the car and Depogi Yashan James, Lord saying that. In Amadigita, this Sanjig Nazar said, Sanjay Kinna. Nanju kuen de tigaran chono kuen du se lagu yo mara karsan enti chi sanje gi ya nanza de la ni sebo da ma bo de ni na gore odi nan shin chen de ni te dan rabo kuen de ya ki kulo de la de ni sanje gi nanza se ni pa nanza na na sanje gi kulo pa she sa chen nanza lo gora odi ne chi lagu yo ma do sanje gi kuen de tigaran chono kuen du se ni lagu yo mara yin e da ha ma gu na enti sanje gi nanza mara pa gi chom nan ni nyo shan jo yin se she gu da ti nan shin chen 그러라 춘로야 돼서 참아 그 산재기 투제를 했어요 이게 수강게 네 이체 말 가르스는 산재기 투제 가르는 거로 보이라 아니 정권은 춘요 되는 데 레가 보데 보이 춘하는 춘은 조선주 인세 라고는 말도 산재기 직가디나 되네 아니 그 대천데 바 가보데 마볼 판저스는 대 말아 하고 그 말아 이는 지 산재 가르스면에서 아니 마음바 땜바데 냠네 땜바데 누르디 참발아 되네 re ke chendo marbo da sebo da chama jiden khana da chi khare yone da chama la da lo da chama ke ya le ne de kron ko sa ja da ki ne de ge ne chi nano la sung da che ne de che den shi ne ko zo den de che gore sen da san je gen do na sun ye res jun sen ka sen da che ngue so nu sa re gen di sen ye da me ba cha sa re da me ba cha lo de ne che da gen ding ge nya ne che den ye de so ge ko lo den de da ko gore o da Nima chue yue de di tsambala, kozo ge chue nyanay che de nye de zoge, gyo lo dinde kuyo gore, o di yinde, gyo lo dinde ma to ta, chue kuron ya nup sare, en dinde kuyo de nye de zoge, meba cha sare tendo nye. La lo de zoge, dinde la ya pa teba chene, za chenpo chene, so so longbal kene, en chue tenda wa dinde, zoge ye sende, sanje ge, do nang dinde sun ye res, di yinde ta, chik nga zoge, tinde rabo le shu chenpo ge, chik, tana gyo lo, chendo, chik gyo ma bo dinde tona ya, chik gyo ba che ma toba yina ya, ganda, chik, chedru de nyege cheba mija inanda lama inanda chedru de nyege kanza tome kare inanda de chama la chik kyuba no che de so la magi ba pong go res
kino mind but chu chudupi
chudungenge da kansa sudu suyina lama ina da mija ina da sudu suyina chudungen kansa de la kanda maguba pane kiwa chegres ta dinson khabara pe chipagi la kulo kini no ne dinde da wichi kulo tes chi rema wichi sade na tele kiwa chene ya chi dewa chet pe khabara ina ta dinde chontwa ina da sozo gjula da chi sonam sanro re kasita dinde ki pe shit sabo chene dinde chema to bai na chi chudru dinyi ki mi So the swing and the Zola chick, Maguba, Majin, and chick this Cuba no Chevaina. Then again, didn't conjure a just and dry to get that lodger, so so gay, and then lodger than Yanay Chadivers.
Then, lastly, is regarding the Sangha. And so we should consider any symbol of the monastic order to be the jewel of the Sangha and treat it with the as much respect as we can. And so when we talk about the Sangha also, there's a kind of the noble Sangha, and there's those also members of the Sangha who may not have qualities really, but just by wearing the cloth of the Sangha, then they are they're similar to the actual Sangha. They kind of remind us of the Sangha, and they also should be treated with respect also, those members of the Sangha who haven't kind of yet developed any qualities, but still they should be treated with respect as being because of their kind of a resemblance or similarity with the actual Sangha. And basically it's said that any kind of patch of red or yellow cloth should be treated with respect. And that is because it is said that the color, like the red and the yellow color, is due to the kindness of the Buddha. Due to the compassion of the Buddha, then there are those colors. But that is something that is not so easy to kind of accept or to understand, that the colors is due to the kindness of the Buddha. For example, there's a story that illustrates that, where this man then one day came back home with the robe or the Zen of the Buddha, and then his mother, like all the Tibetan mother, goes, "Kyam Suchi, I take refuge. You know how incredible, and that you have this, you have the robe of the Buddha." And then he went, "It's not the robe of the Buddha. I just bought it on the market this morning. Nothing to do with. No, it's the same color. It's like it was the exact same robe as the one of the Buddha." So for the mother, that was object of veneration, of refuge. So when we say that the color, the red color, the yellow color, is due to the blessing of the Buddha, or is due to the kindness of the Buddha, that's a little bit difficult to kind of accept, because that could be something that we bought in this color, or we dyed the cloth ourselves in water, put the tie and dye with it, and you know, made it, you know, yellow ourselves. So it is a little bit difficult, but that is as a kind of a reminder. And also it is said that so in the future ages, any scraps of red or yellow cloth, then the gods themselves will take and keep them as supports of faith. They would enshrine them in like stupas and so on, and practice a support for their practice, but support for their faith, because that is the time when the Dharma have disappeared. There's no more Dharma this time. There won't be any more Dharma, and those scraps of red and yellow cloth would remind them. There won't be also any ordained Sangha, any Sangha anymore at that time. And so, just those patches of cloth, the god and the Nagas, would just remind them of those times where there were Sangha, where there were people practicing the Dharma. So that would be, then they would enshrine them as support for their faith. So because of that, then we should try also to treat as much as possible with respect any patch of red or yellow cloth. But also today it's kind of difficult, because if we go around and we just saw a kind of a piece of red cloth in a garbage can there, it's not easy to kind of, you know, come and treat it with respect. However, if we do so, if we manage to do so, the more we are able to do it, then the more merit there will be, in the sense that the more kind of that would help us more to kind of enhance our devotion, our faith, our trust on the path, and help us to grow more quickly on the path. So that is why we should also try to treat with respect as much as possible any Dharma practitioner, anyone practicing the Dharma, whether it be a Lama or not, whether it be ordained or not, and try to very much respect the Sangha, and this way will accumulate merit in the sense that would train our mind or get our mind more attuned with that and to receive those blessings.
Sanje kunju, chö kunju, gende kunju la chö sindro ne ta digin tumo ge da lo jan ra wo tene zhe ya ni ma shema shi sheng du si tumo ge lo jan se na da pe na sanje la chö sindro ne ni lo jan pa pang go ya de re, dru go ya de re sen de ni chö sum re re ne kuro zo ta jik re re she san ta sum la chö sindro de tene jidang ge da jik lo jan ra wo zhe
And so when the it says in the Mahabodhi Sutra that when the Buddha was about to pass into Parinirvana, then his followers, the people around him, his students, were extremely sad and plead with him that to leave. And but then to what the Buddha answered that they shouldn't worry, because in the future, he said, in the future I will come again, appearing as your spiritual friend. Spiritual friend meaning this Girishinyan, that is the like our root teacher. So he will appear in the form of lamas, in the form of teachers, the Buddha. That is why we should be aware that our teacher is the Buddha. Right? This is the Buddha emanating in the form of spiritual friend. And if we look at our teacher, so therefore in terms of quality, the qualities of our teacher and of the Buddha are the same. But then he's... the kindness of our teacher is even greater than that the one of the Buddha, because the Buddha doesn't have the Buddha is not here now to help us. It is only our teacher who makes all these efforts now to help us to reach enlightenment. So in that sense, the kindness of our teacher is greater to us, as far as we are concerned, is greater than the kindness of the Buddha. And so those were the kind of the instructions of or the precepts are the things to avoid and the things to implement when taking refuge as regard to the respectively for the Buddha, for the Dharma, and for the Sangha. When we take refuge in the Buddha, what we should do, what we should avoid. When we take refuge in the Dharma and the Sangha equally, what we should adopt and what we should abandon. And so now we come to the to more a general presentation of the kind of the training that we need to follow once we've taken refuge, or the kind of the precepts of the taking of refuge in general. So we had the precepts of taking refuge for the Buddha, Dharma, when taking refuge in the Buddha, then when taking refuge in the Dharma, then when taking refuge in the Sangha individually. And now there's the kind of a general explanation of the precepts of taking refuge.
Soso chik sole nyinga thune ya ani sanje gunjo chhe gunjo gende gunjo pa pwen ya mares ani gogar chhe ya se deta chi soso ge pe chik legan ro de ne khe chen bo de ne thu ne cho som pang go yan ro de ne chuma yin ya chik to she jin da chen ne da sanje gunjo chhe gunjo de so ma ma pwen che la pe na da chik legan ro de ne khe chen bo de ne ge to ne da chik Sanje Kunjo, Chu Kunjo, the sort of jobs and the Papongo and the Tene, catching more than a join. Tell a chick Toshindo with Sene Chipa, Bombago, Toshindo, Chosona, Jobs and Donis on the Chosona, Bombago, Toshet. Tene, somebody like that chick, Mazogi, Nanjin, Sabachuda, Nishima, the Nelechi, Taji, Sogondo, the Pugara, or the Linda of Korea, Taji Kanto Tunda with Neche. Tene Saja Kandronea. Sanje dan chö gindi kunjo to sarapa cha cha yanda wo dan odi ne tumuk la jada ta dinen da che.
So the and then so this common kind of precepts of the refuge as explained by the Nari Penchen says that so we should never give up the Dharma or the three jewels in whom we have taken refuge for whatever reason. And in the even when we have like a need anything in like it says, even in the greatest need, then do not rely on any other means. So that is, just don't try to find any other kind of support other than three jewels. Do not omit your offerings at the proper times. So that means, so for us, for example, on 10th and 25th day when we do the practices of offering, take refuge and lead others to the same, and wherever you may go, pay homage to the Buddhas, means that also make prostrations and so on. So those are the five common precepts as taught by Atisha.
That is my page. Pen de la Chidangada, Justin Rojavaina, and Nambigi Telain Cigarette, Tegana Shingi, Tabatobigi, Dachi, Junani, Chick Sabenda, or the Shadow of Shingda, Tesoche, Dini, Justin Roike Kanza de Lata, Duke Sinin de Chava Mambogina, so never too much. Tegana Ji, Justin Rodi, Kanza de Gila, and Domba de Nyamne, Sutin de Pa Nyamba Inaya, and in Kanza de Chava Chimalaya. Rimbeshi to Sanje Kumbo Tonores, Carson, any good jobs to you get, Payan de la Tene, any Soto Jug, Surina, Domba de Soya, and Mevacha, Nyamso in there, and each jobs to you pay the Yigila, and Sanje Kumbo, Tojin, or the Chanores. Tegana Jing, that jobs to give you Kisunan de la Cassi, Zunda, which you ever in, and so de Nanka dinana, Sanji Mashoyan today, Pay Mambo today, here is in the Sanje Kumbo, Sundu stayed at Payan. Kerimbala udin dino uche tsu tenda dua ina kanda nambi ke trato tsu bata ani thabi saben thaba ta thega na shinge chosun ro dingi kanza dingi jela domba ro udin suri nyamba ina ya ani chwa chima la rimbe jino ko chun ro dingi niwa dingi sanje kuma thoto ya ro udin shigares.
And now we come to a presentation explanation of the benefit of taking refuge. And so then it is like it plants the seed of liberation. So it's like a seed planted in the ground, like for liberation. So by taking refuge, it is like planting the seed that would ripen in Buddhahood. And then it is someone who has taken refuge cannot be harmed by the maras. So it is it protects against the influence, the negative influence of the maras, whoever has taken refuge. And someone who has taken refuge, even if his or her discipline may fail, then their mind will not be disturbed. They still, even if they may be distracted in their discipline, and the discipline they might not keep so well their discipline, then in future life they will reach enlightenment. This kind of protection. So there are in the sutras many kind of examples, explanation to illustrate the benefit of the taking of refuge. But here, so to put it briefly, it is that it plants the seed of liberation, then it places one within the Buddhist community, and then once we've taken refuge, we're part of the Buddhist community, we become Buddhist. And it is also, even if the discipline may fail, then someone who's taken refuge will not have to go to the hell realm, but it is sure that he will reach enlightenment. So if you have questions, Dominique.
Concerning the eight qualities of the Buddha, the second list, the three of bringing welfare to others, contains the third point of the Buddhas have the power to dispel all suffering and afflicting emotions. How does that relate to the quote of the Buddha we learned today? Nor does he wipe out sorrows with his hand, his realization does not transfer to others.
Well, what was the other... Where was it in the text?
So, it's the third point, the eight qualities of the Buddha, second group, the perfect qualities of bearing welfare to others.
Uh-huh.
They're the last point, which is they have the power to dispel all suffering and afflicting emotions. That's the third point. So
okay.
The Buddha has the power.
내가서 가산데 산지기 되게 인텐티네 가서 제트 샤여라 된다 된나라 되네 뉴바 뉴바여라 된 뉴바 가는 세나든데 생신 담지기 두년 메버스기 뉴바여레스 아 생신 담지기 두년 담지 메버스기 뉴바여 이내 하나가 다 가서 때린기 룬첸티지 직 이어와 내가 쓰는데 주이나야르네 차이나야르데 카이나데 메버스도 문도 안데 네데네 다저 민도알레
알레레 티디레 다 녜타 기페치 셴바
어
페나 짜딘데 지여바이나 찰라 찰라야 텐사게 짜딘데 지여바체 짜데라 카레 니바여르스나 마기 찰라디야 텐야게 니바여레 이네야 찰라 크로나 가시데 알론데 메바이나 코디 마기니야 텐야게 니바여레데 이네야 코디 마기레 센사게 알론데 메스마이나 코기 chaladiya tendu mara chik chala mambo chi ma saro che de bayana ko thesa de dinre chik ku chik me ma to me so ina ko dik magi nya then u de sambar ko de ya dinre ra chik me so ina ta ko sensa me mara pe cha ja na dinre ra chik ani ye bayana ani ko chik sensa de de la ani sen ko ya then chong da ta di me so ina ani dinre sensa de da de so chama la kase me kase che na ko chik ji an thensa ji mara odina shres ma so ko ne ba yore la de chik kurong ngene da niba yare de yine ya nga so ngene da deba da chik chwe du ya de tis chik alon na shin dine ra wachik me ba yina che chik ayo maras o dine ra wachik sanu kogu res kasi so zol tis chik deba ra waya na yini sanje ge chik de ya ten do ya ke chiko niba de dine ra waya res chik na dine dehe jago re nyine nga so ke dunga de me ba so ya le niba kande res na yini sanje ge nga zol chwe shen da chwe de kaan yinba de nyansu len shaba yina ni sanje kumbo tondong da di chwe di sugi nyeba resa na sanje kurongo maashe janyo ra di nyeba degi nga so di nyanen cheja di di nyeba degi ya tong da odinreche, chingne reshe dinreche, nyine tagi nanshinche, sanje la pe tuje meba mare, ina ya ko chik tuje dike magi la chi ya tensa le ya, kuro magi loma dele tisi yogo guna mato, ya dinre kaya me sunyoji ya ten chojong rao, dinre ke keja shego marasa. Sanje tanje ki dunga meba soya ke chik tuje dan niwa yore te ina ya, ya kansa kuro ki ngula ya tisi yogo guna mato. Di tsanyi me suna, ko ndrewa tsanyi me dinyin rao shi. Chaya me dinyin o dinre rao resa. Then the Sanjay soon the car in by the Nansu and Shavina, and Sanjay Nashin Chagunda. This soon the Sugar Nibare, the Dunga Meva the Zoya the Niva the Sulan do Senator, Sanjay soon the La Niva the Dor. Mato Cassi, Soso La Niva and then Sanjay soon the Pasha Shoda, and Chick Soso La Niva and Ching Rosha Yera, in a Sanjay soon Niva the Dinne Rangi Chick, Mazen Chendon Yerme, Shindo de Lanetan, the Dig Niva the Dinne, Dunga Meva Chandra, or Tendra Chick. Shimbeji ndu paa sanu taane. Senjian taan yege dunga chobi ki niba de sanje lo yore seya taan. Oo ne, ane kasi loma kurungu jio la jik desi ji meba ina, sanje yege dunga duso meba soya yo mara seya de. Udi nina uchi kogu rasa.
So, basically it's like the example I gave earlier about the hook and the ring. So if you have the hook and then the ring, then you can pull, you have the power, the capacity to pull. So the hook has the capacity to pull, but only if there is a ring there to grab. Otherwise, so the Buddha have the compassion, they have this compassion, but then if the sentient beings don't have kind of a faith, don't have any interest for the Dharma, this hook is not there, and so they can't help them. So it is like, so if you look at the cup also, then with the hook, then you can grab the handle. But then if there were no handle, then however much you try with the hook, you can't grab the cup because there's nowhere, to grab for the hook. So that is one thing. The other thing is, as explained, that who has the capacity, who has the power to eliminate all the suffering of sentient beings? That is the words of the Buddha, the teaching of the Buddha. It's through teaching he's explaining us what to do in order to eliminate the suffering, and by us implementing those instructions, then we'll be able to be free from suffering. So it is very much the speech of the Buddha or the teachings of the Buddha, the Dharma, that will that has this power. So it is the Buddha that has this capacity of teaching, giving this teaching that would help us, but also we need to have this hook, we need to have also the interest in implementing those teachings. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any sentient beings anymore. They would have been liberated by the Buddhas of the past in their compassion. So the Buddhas very much have compassion. It's not that they lack compassion or they have more compassion for some people and less for some others. It's just there's the hook of their incredible compassion is there, but then if the ring of our interest for the Dharma, of our faith, of our kind of undertaking of the path is not there, then there's nothing they can do. They can't help us.
This is the second point concerns the discussion we started yesterday in clarification. It's three qualities of freedoms. The third part, the freedom of the veil of meditative absorption.
Uh-huh.
The question is if that somehow relates to meditative states like the eight dhyana, the fourth form of time, which is so without perception that it's not useful in following the passing.
Then I said, Kasan, then a deeper sum kala, then something deeper, the shell kala. It's something deeper than a Mazoya, then they could see Satan, then a Masaki.
Sanje Gombon Toyalo, Tendelado, part of Chetuyo Summer Garson, Niba Chunji, Nego Maso Sukanda, Sumikangi, Tingin Zira. Tiso Gumde did somebody this Chi Yabo Machai and Rotendit, this Pachere Mato. 단단 년대나 시대나 신진에 타바다 탄지 쳔발라 바르트 쮸 쮸투여서 말 가르스나 디기 드바데 단다 푸일라 드라춤바게 간사 드라춤딘데라 디니 카실레 단다 년주그 드바스니지도 카실레 여르세군다 다 디기 그 타발라야 드투여 말에 탄지 쳔발라야 디기 드투여 말 탄지 쳔바 토디도 코 라진기 코 메바차로 그래도 이네 지기다 년디 때 실린다고 이렇게 드바군에 되네 많이네야 지금 내가 띵인 쓴데 지 수단다 수매강에 띵인 쓴데 랑그지로 빼야 워차야라 뜻 지 빠진다고 제가 얼마 다시 타바다 단지 전발에 되게 드야게 깨져나고 되네 가면 두스
So those kind of obscurations like on the different dhyanas or meditation levels of the form and formless realm they are not really obstacle to the reaching of enlightenment. It's not like the those main kind of obscurations, like the emotional and cognitive obscuration, which are like kind of direct obstacle to the attaining of enlightenment. There are yet some arhat have this kind of obscuration that kind of is an obstacle for them to practice properly. So it's more an obstacle that kind of a hindrance to practice meditation correctly, that as for some of the arhats may have, but it's not like obscuration that prevent or that are kind of so much related to the reaching of enlightenment.
But here it sounds rather that the kind of getting lost in meditation than not being able to meditate properly. Because it says, and being free from selfish aims, this is what is kind of the description of the veil of meditative obstruction, page 79. Being free from selfish aims, it is free from the obscurations of an inferior attitude. That doesn't sound to me like being in problem of meditate properly, but rather within the meditation, getting lost, like being stuck to the bliss.
Say that again. Here it doesn't describe it.
It says first the paragraph starts with primordial wisdom and so on, and then also.
Oh yeah, and being free from selfish aims. So being free from selfish aims, it is free from the obscuration of an inferior attitude.
Is that a false category?
Yes.
Or is it
this is the description to the meditative absorption. No, because the other first two before that are clearly related to the other one. First one.
Because of that sentence, I was looking at this. Jandu ichi ki shenpa tan dawa mendip le jowa digi khursa something ichi bogi tan jowa yolo es
kande
tinga sugi di yoro ala dila jandu ichi ki shenpa tan dawa ne mendip le jowa
alalala
di ani khonso ki digi something ichi bogi dil chi yindu tene khonso tene jowa tene tso tene
ala tamade Tama de something ki driba ki ndashi maare.
Aha.
Matsu teba chenpu ki kansa deke randun yeje ki shenpa de yani pangu res. Di mapo na di la mendri sikara.
Aha.
Soso pe tsa chenpu tsine soso ya yegi la tabi ki kombo tondo ki lo di suru yore se na teba menba tu suru yore.
Aha.
Teba menbi tu suru. Teba menba tu suru soso dunga di pa mene soso ya taba tondo ki lo jingda. Aha. Di suku jule yore se na teba menbi jule yore. Ta teba chenpu la di yore se na Then Parche Chadu has a Teba Chambu the Rani Yogila, Dunga Tani, Tabaton de Gloy, Maimba, Mit Sinjin Suina, and Sama Tabaton de Gloyra. Odin, the Teba Mimbi Kronzu Jula Yure, Odin Tadu, Mimbi Driba Sidita, Timing Jula, Tian Tadu, Driba de Driba de Chitangi, so she did and Yundiki, Gajan of Kayamara Inaya, Chick Loto de Pe, Loto de Jachunora, Jachundo de Loto Jachimbo, Chedea de la Codea. Chik soso grande, tsachimbo tsedinindi, yenden shuchimbo de la parche chasan. Yenden shuchimbo chea de la randen pe tsachim tsi de ni ne parche che de ndo di theba chembo pangu re sidang pangu re se kechar ma do di shedi de nyendri ki kechar ma re yegistan de ki diba ki kechar kai ma re se
So this last sentence do not refer to the veil of meditative absorption or the obscuration of meditative absorption, neither to it's not also related to this kind of discussion between emotional obscuration and cognitive obscuration. Is what we call the how is it called? The obscuration of an inferior attitude, or the kind of we saw that last year in the Kendra, by the way. So this obscuration of an inferior attitude is more refers to the kind of obscuration that the those on the or it's a distinction between Hinayana and Mahayana. Those on the Hinayana have this kind of obscuration of inferior attitude, or because they think that they consider their own kind of freedom from suffering as extremely important, and the welfare of others, or the freedom of others, or helping others, like a more like an obstacle to that kind of to their endeavor to try to free themselves from suffering. So they need to give up this kind of attitude. This kind of that is an obscuration, a kind of obstacle on the path. This kind of attitude, this kind of thought of thinking of oneself, one's eliminating, one's getting rid of one's suffering and reaching for ourselves the freedom from suffering, and not really thinking of others or thinking that others are less important, are more like kind of obstacles to us, to our practicing. That is different from the Mahayana attitude, which is wanting all sentient beings to reach enlightenment and making every effort for everybody to reach enlightenment. So that kind of this is what is the obscuration of an inferior attitude refers from. So it's nothing. This is not related to the emotional or cognitive obscuration kind of discussion, nor it is a reference to the obscuration of meditative absorption. It's something different, different type of obscuration.
Then we have 9 points. Then
that's not
any good, right? Right. You think good, right? Yimara.
Can this? Ah, no, what did you say?
No, what did you do?
Dimare.
Nana.
Carson, dick robots, I am. Chidang, the pangor said, Carson, shedrita, nyendrita, nyendrita, driva, this chick pound of the. Tanda de tamak mendi de rajing ki ko pa de gor de shula rajing ki pena shedri ta nyendri ene santeng de ba sin jdo ti rimbe jin de pa ne de dis song ge ne she sa ti song rimbe jin de pa de tanda so so ge chik randen che de ge chik pa go re sa tamaj do de ko de rajing ki pa de gor shula de loga tsi ko yim
it's not something that you count separately because actually it's not like it will be naturally kind of abandoned, you know, in the course of it. In the course of getting rid of the emotional obscuration, cognitive obscuration, and the one we call the obscuration of meditative absorption, in the course of eliminating those, then also this attitude of just thinking of oneself and others will also be abandoned. So this, so that is why it's not counted.
The conundigre, tanda dribason seade. Nyonjuku driba, shedi, nyendi, this on a corner in degree, and a shedi, nyendi, than the tamaching door, ditsina in degree. That they call Tinin, Chabayomara, Carson, shedi the nyendi pound or the Sunday triba, the ranching pound degree, shedi the nyendi pound or the tanda tama mendi, the ranching pound. That the yana mendi, Yarjani, Konya, the ditsina in degree, yana, di matsin any, Sunday triba, the tsina in degree. Kony chigri mato, ninja tsigoye mara karsana, ko chik ndini pando di te, yeyen ki nyi de yang, ranjik pando gara, ta chik karitsina yin di de nyi nabuji.
That's one way of understanding it. Also, we could see that we could count the emotional obscuration, cognitive obscuration, and this last obscuration of an inferior attitude, that's three, and not count the veil of meditative or obscuration of meditative absorption, because also in the same way, if you abandon, eliminate all emotional and cognitive obscuration, then naturally also the obscuration of meditative absorption will be eliminated in the process, just as the also the obscuration of inferior attitude. So that is why then you can count either the first one and the obscuration, emotional and cognitive obscuration, or emotional and cognitive, and then the third one, as you like. I think that was Yen.
Yeah, it's within the category of these eight qualities of Dharma, so it's the same section, page 78. The quote from the Uttara Tantra says, starts from the first line, it is inconceivable, free from the two and free from thought.
Mm-hmm.
And Kempo explained that the free from the two meant free from subject and object.
Mm-hmm.
But in the text here, Kempo Kumpal, it says the Dharma is beyond all concept, and then it says, it is the pacification of karma and defilements, as well as discursive thought. So I was wondering if that could be clarified, how those two match
up. Yeah, that's the Kasan thing. Yeah, the Julian Magillon thing. Did you see? So I didn't know what to check for now. Then, Сами не метомы пас.
Да с ним
вообще. Диге нам это не ни бади ты не ни месте не ты не кому кому то я зумзим не бади не кому то не касан ты не дрейси на сос. И не ты кем бы кому бади ты смарта бати не чик тай на ты не а дона ты не дрейси чик на медус. А ты а ты лайдва. Namtoki, Samki, Michapa.
Tambo de Che?
Let on your mumpa.
Tan?
Nipa? And in number to Pashiwa, Tartuba, the Sums. And it chisel Nipa de Lan, let on your mumpa, said the gay.
Alele,
the name was this skibata, what in it, and that she
told us. The chickbata were daddy. Let on your mumpa, never said. Sonwa dan zimbi ge ni ge chue meba se chikbare. Karisana nga zo tanda de yenden de goden dan lande nik na de goden ge yenden shigura. Shigu de goden kron la le dan nyomo ge chue ni yo mare le sen yi dan nyomo sen chue ni da ni me se del kona rigre. Sonwa dan zimbi ge chue ni me se na yin chikbare se de ni tanda chikwa. Karisana nga zo sonwa dan zimba de ya ani nyomo ge cha cha de gore de sonwa dan zimba se ni cha gu da. Nga zo pena Tanda do yina and this sware di zinde ngi sheba de kon zimbara di ning de de tuban da tan go de sin de la di yuk cha ji dan di yuje cha sin ning de de tuba yara sa yong ras de ga na le da nyu mon sin tak chik ba chi sin le kan da go de kon la chi cha she pa ye ne chu ning gi cha ni gi cha de ma ye da ni ni ning gi cha o de de tu ma ras ko de go ne le da nyu mon me sin ne ning gi ma du sin da suwa dan zimba gi
Well, basically, because it means the same thing. The when we say pacification of karma and defilements, that is negative emotions, nyamangpa. So there's no karma, no negative emotions. Here we're talking about the qualities of cessation. And when we have duality of subject-object, when there is no duality of subject object, there is no negative emotion, there is no karma. It is due to duality of subject object, then negative emotions and karma appear. So here, when we're talking about the qualities of cessation, so in cessation there is no duality, there is no distinction between a subject and an object. If we look at the microphone here, then the way we apprehend it is that there is the microphone here and there is me as a subject over there, and I perceive this other thing that is the microphone. At the level of cessation, of the truth of cessation, there's no such distinction between another thing and myself, or like distinguishing between two things. So it is beyond duality. Being beyond duality, then there can't be any accumulation also of negative emotions and karma.
Page 81, it says the images of the Buddha are the representation of the enlightened mind. But I have learned so far that the images of the Buddha are the representation of his body.
Where is it?
81 at the bottom. maybe that's a different angle.
I think it's maybe translation.
So when we went through, I thought it was wouldn't make a difference whether I explained that or not. So I did not, but it seems that it does. So basically, we consider images of the Buddha, such as tankas and statues, as support of the body of the Buddha, and stupas and tatsas are as support of the mind of the Buddha. So here we were talking about images like statues of the Buddha or tankas, a representation of the Buddhas, and we should so pay respect to the body of the Buddha in this way by respecting those. But then if we pay respect to the body of the Buddha, then we should also pay respect to the mind of the Buddha or to the representations of the mind of the Buddha, which are the tatsas and stupas. So here, I don't know if the... Maybe the English is not so clear. Basically, the Tibetan says that we should consider even fragment of a broken tatsas, which are representation of the enlightened mind of the Buddha, as the jewel of the Buddha.
So the first as you just think of.
We should consider... we should you just take out maybe all images of the Buddha. We should consider even fragments of a broken satsa as the representation of the enlightened mind of, or, and then you can also take out the comma there. So we should consider even fragments of a broken satsa, which are representation of the enlightened mind, as the jewel of the Buddha.
What is a satsa?
Small kind of image.
A what?
Small kind
of image.
What? Satsa, isn't
it? What it is.
Kind of round and stupid form.
Basically, it's made out of you have a mold, like it's a kind of a shape brown, and then you put clay in the mold, okay. And so and then that prints. And so in the mold, then you have very small, for example, Buddha statues, representation of the Buddha, or stupas, or scriptures, different kinds. And so you put, and so you'll find you have this kind of cone with a kind of round at the bottom, and then there's this cone with like small kind of things which we can't really distinguish with them.
This
is a question about the Dharma of transmission. In my notes I have, it's the Dharma in the mind of the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Arhats. But in the example of using the boat to cross the river, you're saying you're leaving the Dharma of transmission behind. So I understand you leave behind the Dharma in the mind of the Arhats and the Bodhisattvas.
Uh-huh.
What about the Dharma in the mind of the Buddhas? So you leave all the Dharma.
What about it? What's your question?
You leave that behind also. So do you leave the complete Dharma of transmission behind, or just the part?
I think it's the
it's just so for us the Dharma of transmission would be the Dharma in the mind of the Bodhisattvas and Arhats, but does it include the Dharma in the mind of the Buddhas?
Uh-huh. De nga sa ta kazan de ne lungi chu sa de ge ka su la de nga sa gi chu sing gi pe shar wa la nga sa gi pe ge de gi na la nga sa par chu ge nga m par chu de la le de de ne nga sa gi de ne chu sing de ne pa sha wa la de na yin de yang nga sa lungi to ba yan de ne pa de ne sha wa la ja na yin nga sa ta kazan yan de ne lungi chu sing na kan de ko ri sa na de nga sa gi sang gi ge ta chan chu sen ba de ra chong ba de so ge san ba la yu ba ge lungi chote te kogores ane nga tsuki de parcho le du kawla tene nga su chanshu senpa ta nita chanpa de tsuki semla yubi tula yubi lungi chote parcha warwa ane sangigi chote sangigi tula yubi tene lungi chote karachi wores ane nga su tala tanda tene dambi chula tene kyapsu chiyo star tene chik tene kyapsu jodu kawla tene nga su lungi chudi ka kandiko wore se na na soge sangi ki tula yo pesan lungi chuko wore se rajun bata chanshu senba ki tula yo pe lungi chudi ko wore se kandiko wore se
ne wonde de soge chere chos che se di samba la chede chidan ki lungi chede tobi che tsam ko gora chidan chere de ina ta lungi che tar tu bada ta lungi che chik Nego ge long chejigdan ta tatuba se ni she shemba nego se de pena jamso le ni phajol ro ya ge parbu de la da tuzin na shin che nego ani soso ge juli ye she ya ge long che ina de ani janju samba ta da chon de so ge juli ye she ya ge long che ina de ti ko jamso na lon ro de paro la tuzin ro shin da mo de na shire sanje ge juli ye she de long che de kron long che na ni da tatuba ro ya shen ro Chagore, the long chuta Mazogene, Chok long chunanita, Chongone did Tada de Mazoso Julia de Agata, Chick Truzina Shinde, Chagda. Tilla tenida, Dunga Sama, 직방 산도 되잖아 말았더니 산재에게 연대도 참아시니 수토거라데 털어디더니 산재 그런 거 줄여야 해요. 그런 거 줘야 또 줄여도 참아 간다. 그런 거 줘라. 중간도 제대로 그래. 따뜻히 가르쳐 그랬으나 소소라 따뜻히 직 다 팬다 고연다오다 직 내가 최고연다오다 배셔야 말아도 이네 다 되게 되니 마신다도 참아라 그냥 매기는 되게 봐 쉔게 된전더니 된배 쉔게 된지야라 배 니바침 못 참다 가르스나 소속이 줄에 예대하겠다 롱 쳐드서니 랑가르파 투진 안신 차도 이네 니고 가서 레 담보파 담보 란을 쇼드니데 간데 짜쳐 이래서나 산지기 줄에 예바되다 소속이 줄에 예바 돼서 간데 짜쳐 이래서나 소속이 줄에 예바 디페나 투진 안신 차된다 딘 드네 산지 고마 탄도데 코디 란신기 메바 차도 그래 방선이 미사체는 내가 니엔보 나오지 그파 드바포야 나신 방고 말데 이네 그런 신기다 드레브 잠보데 탈로데 드네 데야 토지게 즉 주드즈 참마라 신기 고파 메바 차로 그랬어 드네 나오지 고그로 마다야 즉 투진 나신레 파절 레츠 유샤 그랬어디 얀데 즉 단다데 산제 잔주 삼바다 드라쯤바다 가서 즉 롱데 체레 짜쯤바 인사 말했다 데도 데가스 지레노선 데레 딘데기 깨자 말했다 고 니바데 따바 그런 게 니바데 용수 좀 맞어게 제반다고 잔소는 저데 바로데 니바데 따 참마 매바체 코드니 팔레셔야겠다 지 산제 그런 거 줄여야 돼 롱이 줄여 가래이네야 니바 참마 여드니로지 드네나오지 고 그랬어 이네 단 니고 가서 지 가래 개체와 이러서나니 소속 줄여야지하게 롱이 줄여 또 비쳐서 참마 개체와라고 되네 지금에 Chere Jasundra said it, that is a Tama Jasundra was on the Nenavija.
Basically, when we take refuge in the Dharma, then we take refuge in the Dharma of realization and the Dharma of transmission. And the Dharma of transmission in the mind of the Buddha, the Bodhisattvas, and the Arhat, all kinds of all the different types of Dharma of transmission. Yet, when we are on the path, a kind of a there's this difference between the kind of ultimate kind of Dharma of transmission that is in the mind of the Buddha and the kind of more temporary on the path, which is like in the mind of the Bodhisattvas and Arhat. So the Buddha, the most important thing for us, the one we are really taking refuge in as beginners, is the Dharma in the mind of the Bodhisattvas and the Arhat, and the Dharma of transmission in their mind, the Dharma of transmission in our mind. That is what is helping us to cross the river, as in the example of the boat. The most important thing for us at the moment is the boat. So that is why we take refuge in those. And at that moment, while on the path, as beginners on the path, the Dharma of transmission in the mind of the Buddha is of not much benefit. That is the Dharma of transmission in the mind of the art of the Bodhisattvas in our mind, that is of really help. And then when we reach to the other shore, then what happens when we reach enlightenment is that those kind of temporary results are replaced by the more superior result, or like kind of subsumed, or it is not like because when we say when we get to the other shore we abandon the boat, it is a little bit saying like, yeah, those kind of Dharma of transmission in the mind of the Bodhisattvas and the Arhat is not so important, and actually the one I'm going to take refuge in is the one in the mind of the Buddha, is the Dharma of transmission in the mind of the Buddha. However, the Dharma in the mind of the Buddha, there's some benefit in that, in like there would be like some people, when we reach enlightenment, then we don't need this kind of protection, this refuge, and including this refuge from that is the Dharma and the Dharma of transmission. Yet there's still a benefit in that. It enables to kind of, once we have this realization, then we can benefit sentient beings by means of this Dharma of transmission that is in the mind of the Buddha. So that is the kind of ultimate results that kind of subsumes the result, the kind of temporary results that we gain on the path. And it's not to say that those kind of temporary results of Dharma of transmissions in the mind of the Bodhisattvas, of the Arhat, in our mind on the path are kind of things that we need to abandon, but that, and actually at our point as beginners on the path, they are the most important thing, because they are the one that can really help us to free ourselves from suffering, and that the Dharma of transmission in the mind of the Buddha. Do you have another question?
I want to we're going from Dharma transmission when we reach the other Swara. It's basically the Dharma of realization that's the true refuge.
What's that?
We go from the Dharma of transmission. So, and then when we reach the other shore, we leave most of that behind, and the true refuge becomes Dharma of realization. Is this true?
To introduce debate here.
So the it's not like that at all, because actually the boat represents both the illustrate both the Dharma of transmission and the Dharma of realization. It is by means of those two then we be able to reach to the other shore, where we reach a result that is a Dharma of transmission and a Dharma of realization that is superior, better than the Dharma of transmission and realization we had well on the path. That, to give an example to illustrate that, is that when at night we try to walk, like when you walk back to your guest house in the at night, then you have this torchlight. But when you get into the room, then once you reach there, you get into the room, you switch on the light when you can. And when you switch on the light, then you don't need the torchlight anymore. You still you can still keep it on, but you don't need it anymore because you have this big light that lights everything.
The core, when they catch him, but under the Yabundu Carsina Penang and Soge, Drevichi Cheguena. Until a chick Chindon over the day, and Drevichi and a co. Drev the chem matter, but the Chindon del Pe, Suncha Chegunda Yavich. Drev the chess at the Drev the co. Then he couldn't chess at the carriage and jay carriage and the co. Yushagra. Carsina Coke. Noma Goya, the Chala, the Drebu, the Rao, the Nashing, and Soki, Tanda, Lan and Road, the New Kansas, so Julia, the Longwich, the Toby Chetty, the Chick, Sanjay Julia, Jack, Longwich, and Toby Chetty, Juno was Chadder. The Cook and Drebu, Yabu, the Rats and the Tinny, Judith, call a Garrison, Pecho, Mara, called Judith Carichan, each other, the Pecho Mini Chanora, the Nindos. Matoyan, Tanda Nashin, Toba Sassoina, Longwich, the Toby Chetty, so.
Yeah, that's very good, because it's important to be clear about that. And so it is the resultant kind of a dharma, like the Dharma of transmission, Dharma of realization, a resultant aspect. It's a bit like a fruit, like you plant this tree and then to collect the fruit. Once you get the fruit, then you don't need the tree anymore. So it is the same also when we say that, so when we reach to the other shore, when we use this example of the boat also, then like the Dharma of transmission and of realization while on the path are like the cause that gives rise to this result. Once you have the result that you were hoping for, then you don't need the cause anymore. So, but it is not that they are kind of less important, or that we shouldn't pay respect to them or anything like that. They're actually, without the cause, then you won't get the result.
Sanjay, tanda tsenriki sojini chuchaki chuzin pa chabu nukha atsenwa zayi kata nimba cheshu dita sanjiki jolir.
So the, I want to talk here again about the power of the teaching of the Buddha. They are the kind of, they are the most powerful teachings. So if you take the example, when you cross a river on a kind of a frail kind of a wooden boat and you try to cross, and then if you look at the boats that now in the West scientists manage to do, you know, these extremely fast boats, and so it's a little bit like that. I was just joking. Just to illustrate the power of the teachings of the Buddha.
Any other question?
I'm not asking you.
So